This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. Guns, gun control, and the Second Amendment are hot-button issues across the country and right here in Colorado. KUNC is embarking on a new reporting project to cover the subject of guns in America. Lee Patterson will be reporting on these stories for us, and she joins me now.
Hey, Kyra.
So tell us more about the program.
Guns in America is a two-year fellowship. There are 10 reporters based at 10 public media stations around the country, and we'll be reporting on all things related to guns from many, many different perspectives with context and nuance, of course. And the goal here is to get beyond breaking news on guns by taking an in-depth look at the role of guns in American life. And for me, that will be from a Colorado perspective.
And as part of your work on this new beat, you have been crunching data, trying to get a better idea of what gun-related crimes look like in Colorado.
Yeah, and one data set that really stuck out to me was the number of assaults involving firearms statewide. So between 2001 and 2016, those crimes have gone up by about 200%.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is a lot. And even once we accounted for population change, the trend is still there. There was still a large increase. And of course, cities like Denver, Aurora, Colorado Springs have the largest share of these types of crimes.
Do we know why this is happening?
Well, I spoke with Division Chief of Patrol Ron Thomas. He's with the Denver Police Department. And he said that actually part of what's going on has to do with young people. And some of this is gang related and some of it's not.
I don't know what has led to young people trying to get their hands on weapons and then using those weapons to commit violent crimes. But that does seem to be the consistent and growing trend.
You also went over to the Denver District Attorney's Office to dig into this trend. What'd you find there?
I met with Kelly Wadler. She is a senior deputy district attorney. And Wadler said, of course, that there are a lot of different things going on, but that for her, one important factor is a connection between property crimes and violent crimes.
I see accessibility to weapons seeming to increase. So people are breaking into homes and into cars and recovering guns from those homes and cars.
One important thing to know is that according to the Denver Police Department, the number of guns stolen from cars has sharply increased over the years. And so far this year, there have been at least 112 guns stolen from cars. Wadler also said that law enforcement and the district attorney's office have gotten better at identifying and solving crimes, partially because there have been big advances in technology.
When it comes to the increase in young people involved in crimes, do we know what's going on there?
Well, I'm going to do more reporting on the issue to find out what young people themselves have to say. But I did pose that question to Kelly Wadler.
That's the million-dollar question. If we could completely pinpoint that, then we could get a quick handle on it. I don't think it's that simple. I think there are a lot of reasons for it. One thing that I see a lot of is social media playing a role in this, because young people are so connected through technology that it is very easy for them to set up robberies. It's very easy for them to air a grievance they have with another young person and have that be very public, and then to engage in some sort of violent crime.
We've been talking about trends in Denver within the larger context of assaults involving firearms going up across the state. But how does Colorado compare to other states?
There are a couple of ways to look at it. First, you can look at just the number of assaults involving firearms. And in Colorado in 2016, there were around 3,600 of these crimes reported. That's the 17th highest number of assaults involving firearms in the country. Now, if we look at the rate of assaults, Colorado's pretty much in the middle. There are around 70 incidents per 100,000 people. For the sake of comparison, there are similar rates in states like Oklahoma and Indiana.
Lots to dig into. Lee, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
That was KUNC's Lee Patterson. She's going to spend the next 2 years reporting on gun issues for the new reporting collaborative Guns in America. You can learn more at gunsinamerica.org. This is KUNC.